100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily garbage from me, it's your turn to take out the garbage, not to make garbage. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic to the site and you come up with the stories. Ooh, man, I'm stepping in some weird territory here. I'd better be careful. The topic this week was nothing, which I should probably take to heart. We got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, we have a bunch of stories from... I should probably say their name. Nah, I'm just going to sit here. Ooh, nice coffee. I got more Baileys, by the way. Got a huge magnum of Baileys. Now it'll last me 2 weeks instead of one. Oh, right. The next story is from Tom. Thomas. Thomas? Tom? Tom? No, it's Thomas. And here he is, and let's enjoy. I'm going to enjoy this coffee with... Now that I have more Baileys.
Nothing was as sweet as the peach they served with a dollop of real whipped cream. I savored it, taking small bites and holding it in my mouth for a long time, testing the best peach I've ever eaten. When I was finished, I fired up the computer and started writing some crap for 100-word stories. I was interrupted by a priest, the warden, and two guards. Tom, it's time. We want to accompany you. Funny, the priest was just as curious to see the warden's new car as I was, but I had to wash and wax it. Nothing was evident or easily measurable when they explored the Higgs boson. There were no particles or measurable matter detected. The boson straddled the line between existence and nothingness, echoing the relationship with my first wife. The force that holds matter together is invisible and subject to only the forces that come into play by basic observation. Again, similar to the relationship I have with my first wife. I use this valuable information to avoid any further exploration into the institution of matrimony, to the point of ignoring the fervent emails from 25-year-old buxom virgins from East Africa. Nothing doing, mister. Certainly not. No way, Jose. Nope. Sorry. I'm not going to put that thing to my lips. She resisted until I convinced her it was the only way she's going to learn how to play the sousaphone. She was tiny and only just strong enough to heave the big instrument onto her bony shoulder. The sousaphone was the last instrument available for prospective band members, and Nancy had to fill her requisite number of volunteer and school activities in order to even be considered for the private university that her parents dreamed of her attending. She whispered sweet nothings in my ear, breathing heavily, but faking that as well. One hand on my waist and the other reaching around in my hip in order to slip a couple of fingers into my pocket and extract my wallet. I always carried a fake wallet when I drank in Tijuana. I filled it with Monopoly money and a note written in English and Spanish that read, "If you try a reach around with me, you'll be disappointed." Something like, "Si usted intenta un alcance, alrededor, conmigo usted estará decepcionado." My Spanish, written and spoken, is rusty.
Thank you, Thomas. And he has a question here. If four is too many, please cut one of your choice. Answer, is there a maximum number of stories that someone can send? 73. We are going to put the limit of stories one person can send in a week to 73. So I better make a frequently asked questions and get that in there so that everyone knows. Although we'll probably forget. If you've got 74, maybe you can put it under a different name. But still, 73 is our limit. So, thank you, Thomas. And, man, do you want some peach? Do you want to have a peach? No? I got Bruin sitting next to me. He's like, Mr. Tommy Rub. He was enjoying the musics last night. Yes, he was. I should have gone to Shakespeare in the Park, but I wasn't feeling so good, which happens a lot. It's like, I don't feel like going. Oh, screw it. I don't feel like dealing with taking an hour to get there and then it being so... It started at 8:30. I go to sleep at 10:30 usually. So, do the math. Oh, wait, that's what we have Paul Ryan for. Right. How about we just skip that whole topic and move on to the next storyteller, which is Caledonia Sky Tower of the Shaughnessy Library and reading at Magic Island. Actually, we have a Magic Island here. It's a dinner and theater type place. I haven't been there in forever. They made my wallet disappear. So here's Caledonia, and watch your wallets.
Weekly Challenge 100-word story Nothing by Caledonia Sky Tower. A sultry voice, edged with ferocity, brought Oedipus to a grinding halt.
No, this was Thebes all over again, not another sphinx.
Answer my riddle correctly, you enter the Acropolis. Answer incorrectly, you perish. Oedipus kicked the dust. Get on with it, then.
Right. Insolence, indignation, regret. These mark a woman's progress, united by one word.
Oedipus kicked more dust. His mind saw his teenage daughter, eyes rolling and arms folded. It saw his wife, silent and frowning. Finally, his old maiden aunt, sighing sadly.
Nothing, he replied to the stone. Fine, it replied, and gestured toward the open entrance.
Thank you, Caledonia. You know what a sphinx would be great at? Being a doorman at a really popular club. That way all the posers wouldn't show up and all the hipsters, but all the cool people, you know, they'd be like, hey, I'll give you the answer. And then all the cool people who gave all the others the answers, the sphinx would be like, how about I whip out a partial differential equation on your ass and whoop, just eat them. You know, and you wouldn't have to pay the Sphinx because, you know, they eat all the posers and hipsters they want to eat. That'd be kind of cool.
You want to eat some posers and hipsters? No? You just want to sit? Okay. You should be curled up with Mommy. That way she can hug on you. What are you doing out here? Well, let the little baby cat be out here. Wherever the hell she is. You're kind of slimy. Have you been cleaning yourself again? Yes, you have. Okay,
it's a new podcast called I Pet My Cat. IPetMyCat.com. Anyone reserve that yet? It's no dumber than comedians having coffee in cars. Jeffrey Fisher has returned. He's like, oh, you can't get rid of me. And it's like, I'm not trying to get rid of you. Keep coming back. No, really. It's the door's wide open. No. Sometimes people confuse me, but hopefully this story isn't confusing to you. How about I just hit play?
This is Jeffrey Fisher, back with another 100-word story. A Deal with the Devil by Jeffrey Fisher. Adam had somehow found himself in a race with Satan. Long story short, he answered Satan's ad. If he won, he'd receive untold riches. Lose, and Satan got his soul. You know, the usual bit. His friends pointed out that Satan hated to lose, and, oh, by the way, this was Satan? But Adam had a big ego, and to be fair, had consumed a six-pack at that point. On the day of the race, spectators lined the course. Satan looked out of shape, and Adam opened a good lead. The finish line was in sight. Ha! Nothing can stop me now! After that, he heard a loud crack, and the skies opened. Literally. In an instant, a chasm appeared before him, swallowing the race course, the finish line, and the spectators. The chasm widened and engulfed everything in Adam's field of vision. As Adam fell into the void, you felt Satan pluck his soul from his body.
Yay! That means we're all soulless tools of Satan, which I guess explains all the garbage on TV. Thank you, Jeffrey, my fellow soulless tool of Satan. Yes, you're not a soulless tool of Satan, Bruin. You're a good kitty soul. just people are like, why don't you just pick up that cat and put him on the bed? Right. How about I play Tura's story for you, and then we'll be... man, I'm a little winded here. Winded from all the cat petting. Woo!
Ever wonder why there's something rather than nothing? Better not. Your brain will go funny if you find the answer. So, don't think about nothing. No, you're probably safe if you don't know anything about quantum mechanics or Tegmark multiverses. It's only when you really grok the mathematics of it that your brain crashes. Hawking, I reckon he stumbled on a piece of it early. Put him in a wheelchair and I don't know how he goes on, thinking about physics all day and not thinking about... Don't think about... Sorry. They're coming to give me my pills now.
Ooh, what color are they? Ooh, I hope they're green pills. Green are the good ones. Which are the good... They got all colors of the rainbow. They're like Skittles, only magical. Thank you, Tura. You know, I guess I got these out of order because there was like, wasn't there a story there before? And I'm looking in there and it's like, oh, yeah, right. So, just Lizzie Goodcough. No, I'm not going to lose Lizzie's story. No, I'm very, 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 very careful. I'm good about that. I'm very, very good about that. I'm not going to make a mistake again. No. Here's Lizzie's story and just... Thank you, everyone, for your patience and my... Although you would have never known if I had put these in the wrong order. What order do I put them in? The order they arrived. It's very simple. Keeps it easy. You know? I could be a wimp and just do, well, all the ones that sent in recordings and then all the ones that don't when I'm, you know, just not in a mood. I'll just do whatever. No. It's in the order they're received. So, here's Lizzie Goodcough's story. Excuses.
The world would end if he didn't reach his destiny, they said, so he ran. He bore the saving truth as a flag to his chest over hills and mountains, through creeks and rivers. His path was difficult, but he didn't give up. He ran. When he arrived, the world hadn't ended yet, so he assumed he was in time to save it. He was wrong. He had brought the wrong truth. He would be the first to die, they said. Doesn't the effort count? He asked. The answer was a slashing sound, his head a ball on the floor. This was my story for the week. Apologize for the sound quality is a bit different and noisier. drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thou shalt not apologize for the audio quality when some have no audio at all. Ooh, we could put that on stone. Thank you, Lizzie. Speaking of no audio quality, Serendipity Haven did not send in a recording, and so you know what that means. That's right. I read it. I thought, you know, I was going to be doing the midget forever and ever and ever and ever, but no!
You don't like the midget. It's insulting.
Well, of course, I'm insulting and rude.
Yes, you're a stupid little kitty who likes to have his tummy rubbed.
See? I'm insulting to an innocent kitty having his tummy rubbed, and he's just all curled and happy. You should just see this. He's such a good little boy.
And scratching his chin.
He's such a goofball. It's just a cat. Oh, now the purrs get loud. All right. I still miss my buddy. Oh, well. You want to say anything? That's it? No, you're too happy. All right. Here's Serendipity Haven. an odd thing, this nothing. You can't see it, smell it, taste it, or feel it, yet you know, without a shadow of a doubt, when it's there.
What do you see?
Nothing.
What's in the box?
Oh, nothing.
And what did you get up to last night?
Nothing at all. Scientists say that both the infinite universe and atoms that lie at the heart of everything are mostly nothing. It has no form, color, or essential qualities, yet it fills our lives, time, and activities. It can be good, bad, ugly, or completely indifferent. This nothing sure is something. Thank you, Serendipity. I actually had to record that ending bit a few times there just to get the right tone. Whew, and just the pressure I'm under. Oh my God, I gotta get it right. I'm just moving a few files around, and that one goes there, and that one goes there, and do we have updates? Yeah, we've got updates from Tom. Oh, goody. Because, you know, it's all about the numbers. You know, I'm not keeping score. You know, this isn't a competition to me anymore. I mean, we used to have a poll and people would get all over it. Now, it's just, let's all be a part of something nice. But barring that, you know, let's go ahead and just keep coming here. Oh, here's Tom. And we have updates.
Hello, Night People, Tom here, and I've got an update. After 316 weeks in the top 10, our friend Caleb Bullen has been pushed out by Thomas of Fifth Coffee with 94 stories. This makes him the 27th person to be in the top 10. The list goes like this. Z. Ellison, Andrew, Rael, Beck, Kate from Vienna, B. Paul, Lisa, Kolak, Caleb, Leanna, Carrie, Tom, Houston, Ted, Guy, J.D., Terry, Anima, Steve, Justin, Phil, Jeff, T.J., Zachman, and Thomas. Congratulations, you are just 6 shy of becoming a golden monkey. Tonight's story is called Song in Your Head. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you want to be with me. Yes, he was a soldier in the war on poverty. He was Sergeant Pepper, the only session man to be credited on a Beatles album. He played with the Stones, Clapton, and Ray Charles. The man was a lyric factory. He told us, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. Billy Preston had a 10,000 watt smile, and the riffs he laid down on his electric organ were worthy of P-Funk. Not bad for a kid from Houston.
Thank you, Tom. Now I got some more music to listen to. Yeah. You know, what is it with every new format? Oh, we have to buy the Beatles all over again. Oh, it's been remastered. Oh, it's been this. Every time. Every freaking time. Or it's like, oh, we're not going to release the Beatles on there yet. Just, like, crazy. What is it? Oh, yeah, more stories. Shruti? Yeah, okay. Shruti. Has some stories for us. So, here's what I've written for this week's challenge. Hope you enjoy it. Also, thanks for changing the link on the sidebar. Yes, on the sidebar of the site, at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, I try to put all the links that everyone has sent me to their site, so that we can see not only what other interesting things there are out there, but also who has given up on this. So that you can go to those links and say, come on back. He's not that bad. Well, maybe he is, but we can ignore him. You can just hit skip. And, yeah. I should probably get a new recording. I've used Audacity for 7 years now. And I should probably get a new recording software that lets me put in chapters so that you can skip all my rambles. I keep saying that. I keep saying that, and I never do it. Oh, well. Maybe someone will be like, here, Merry Christmas. This will let us skip all the crap you ramble. Yeah, I gotta wait for Christmas. Oh. Right, here's Shruti's story with that lovely lead-in. She looked at the frayed makeshift curtains and worn-out couch. They had tried to make it look pretty, but it wasn't her dream house yet. She loved being in control, but today it felt like it was slipping away. Honey, what's wrong? They had talked about starting a family, but now wasn't the right time. She had hoped the doctor would tell her it was a false alarm. Instead, she had listened to the doctor to tell her the choices they had. He had enough worries. Nothing, babe. It's just been a tiring day, she said as she held him. Ooh, I know how that feels. Thank you, Shruti. You know, I just had to conceal for months and months and months, and then all of a sudden... What? What the hell am I talking about? Well, I guess I better get some more sandalwood incense. You want some sandalwood? No, you are asleep. You don't give a crap. You are a honey badger. Look at that sleepy fuck. All right. Man, you are just splatted out. Should I get a camera? Can I have my shirt? No? Okay. It's the podcast. You know, next week he's not going to be on the sofa at all. You know it. You know, he's just such a random little booger. We've got Bonchance and Sevi next. So they've got two stories. So we may not have had... No, do we have 20 authors? No, because Bonchance and Sevi are separate. There! Yay, we made 20. Woohoo! Okay. There we go. There, I can feel sort of proud. And we definitely have more than 20 stories, because we had two from Bonchance and Sevi, and then we've got four from Thomas. So, yeah, we're doing great. Yay! See, we're staying over to... It used to be like, oh, we need to have more than five. Oh, come on, more... And then it's like, oh, my God, we made double digits. And now it's like, yeah. Let's get 20 in here. Yeah, let them roll in. You know, that 111 show? For that, well, you know... Ooh, I know what I can do. This next upcoming show is a challenge for world peace. So if we get to 100, we'll have world peace. No, we're not. No. I mean, if this ever got to 100, yeah, we'd go pro. We'd go pro. We'd get sponsors and then totally ruin the whole thing. So let's just keep it, you know. So it's good that all those people in the sidebar aren't showing up anymore. So, meh. You know? Just, you can quote me on that. Oh, sorry. Was there a podcast going on? Right. Bonchance and Sevi.
Crap Mariners, 100 word challenge. This week's challenge word, nothing. This is a collaborative write between Severina Halostar, Bonchance Longfall. Nothing. Lesson learned in life. Nothing comes from nothing. How do you become something? Naught multiplied by naught gives you nothing. We are taught to make something of ourselves. Otherwise we are nothing. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I am nothing without you, proclaimed a lover. But what was that lover before? If you have integrity, nothing else matters. Oh, really? Ma always said, too much of something is good for nothing. How do you know when too much turns into nothing? Does something give it away? When will it end? We are haunted by nothing. Mary heard sounds coming from the kitchen. "Johnny, what are you doing in there?" "Nothing, Ma." She ran to the kitchen too late. Her cherished serving plate handed down to her from her mother crashed to the floor, shattering into thousands of little pieces. She didn't believe Johnny was doing nothing. Just was never quick enough to intervene before disaster. They had long talks that day about him getting into things. She could only hope. During dinner, Johnny sat quietly at the table staring down at his plate. "Johnny, what are you thinking about?" "Nothing, Ma." Sadly, she believed him.
Thank you, Sevian Bonchance. Ooh. That's right. Fire up the Muncie signal. It's time for Muncie. It's always time for Muncie. Always is. What time is it now? It's time for Muncie. What time is it in 5 minutes? Time for Muncie. What time is it in 1863 when Lincoln was pulling out that envelope and getting to read that whatever he was about to read? That was Muncie time, too. So here's Muncie. I mean, it's time.
Hey, I know what I'll do. I'll tell a story. What do you think of that? Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Nothing. By Christopher Monroe. Hello, my name is Heinrich and this is Klaus. We'd like, if we may, to discuss nothing with you. Because whatever you might believe in, rest assured, nothing is nearer and dearer to our hearts. When you're at your lowest ebb, and everything seems darkest, nothing can help you. Where you think you've lost hope, nothing can save you. Nothing matters, my friend. Nothing matters. What? We can't come in? You haven't time. We understand, though nothing is more important than what you're doing right now. Still, may we leave you with a copy of the book Nausea by Jean-Paul Sartre? Flash fiction at munseystories.blogspot.com, tweets at munseymunsey. For more information on the writings of Jean-Paul Sartre, consult your local library. Though I'll warn you, they can tend to be a bit of a downer.
Libraries are not downers. They're happy places, full of happy books. All these ideas and thoughts and concepts trapped like demons on the page that you have to open up and free. There's no blood ritual, but if you want, they have knives somewhere. Somewhere, or all the card catalog. There's sharp edges on those cards. You can draw a little blood and then smear it on the table there and then, you know, chant the required... You don't know the chants? What are you, three? Oh, thank you, Muncie. God, that's going to become another story. Right. I'm not going to remember that. I've just, by the time I'm done, I'm going to be like, oh, what was that story I did again? So I'm going to fire up Microsoft Word Starter, because you know how cheap I am. Oh, it's 2010. Oh, now you need 2013 and Windows 8, and even though it's optimized for tablets, you should get this geek-ass Metro. So, libraries, books, prisons for ideas, demons, smear blood on table, call the rights, and then... Alright, so there we go. I got my idea on paper now. Although it's not paper, it's Word. But Word is as good as... Word is better than paper. Have you ever done a word count on paper? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's so totally useless. Although, you know, if you have graph paper, you can lay out the words on graph. I used to do it that way. Now I've got, you know, the cell phone is draft pad, so I count the words there. Or I count the words in Word, because it counts words. It does stuff with words. What am I doing? Oh, right. Zachman, his story. Just, why am I rambling?
Nothing to do. I wish I had an extra battery for my smartphone. Maybe I could have brought a charger, but where would I have plugged it in? I brought a book, but didn't get enough sleep before coming to concentrate that much. I never guessed my battery would not outlast time I had before being required to turn phone off. I was surprised to find light traffic and find a parking space. I knew I would have to turn off my phone. Why didn't I bring my watch? Time to go upstairs. The judge is summoning potential jurors.
Thank you, Zachman. The jury selection area for the county here is actually in the middle of downtown. It's a nice little spot, and they have comfortable chairs. There are power outlets on the wall, but not many. They're really meant for maintaining the area. But if you bring a device that needs to be plugged in, you can plug it in there. They have Wi-Fi. They have Wi-Fi. I kid you not. So, although if you do, you really ought to bring a power strip. Although they shake you down coming in, it's like, oh, good. The problem is once you get out of the selection area and you wind up in the actual courthouses, it sucks. Oh, hard benches, and you really ought to bring a sweater just to sit on. And the last time I did that, it was like, yeah, you look so good. Just whiny, mopey. And I said, well, screw you. You're old. You should have known this. You've been trapped by this multiple times. And the problem is you try to get thrown out, you know, in the beginning. Oh, no. They'll have none of that guff. You have to sit through 6 hours of the stupid selection process. And it's like, look, I believe cops more than I believe ordinary people. Because cops, they could lose their retirement. They have an entire division called Internal Affairs, which watches over them and kicks their butt if they screw around. Us out here, oh yeah, does this look like a perjury trial to you? No, there are no perjury trials because the DAs don't have enough time because there are so many stupid drug trials. So every time, I'm going to go through all that crap. It's like, do you believe in this? And, you know, at this point, I'm like, yeah, because, you know, both of them is like, can you just throw me out now? I really want to go have a drink over at Cabo's. But Cabo's doesn't exist anymore. They go. Oh, man, that was a good ramble. Maybe I should do another story here. Guard 13007. Hello, I didn't die. Just got really lazy, a.k.a. busy. Man, that would be pretty deep. We ought to check with Nietzsche on that. While I go to the library and check with Nietzsche, here's Guard.
Hello, it's Guard 13007, and I missed a week because I am just... anyhow, story. Everybody ready? The room's controller asked. I looked around. Everyone was buckled in, silent. A few held those little bags you get in case you throw up. A few had death grips on their harnesses. Room B is go, he said into the headset he was wearing and strapped himself back in. There are no windows, no speaker, but I could hear the countdown, see the launch. The room started rumbling and shaking. I thought of the fuel sitting beneath us, and suddenly we were moving, faster and faster. When we got into space, there was nothing left of home. Okay, I guess that's it. Goodbye. Have a nice day, have a nice week, etc.
The Space Personality Corps will never get into space. Space, 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 space. Oh, we're going to space, 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 oh, space. Thank you, Paul. We're in space. We're in space, space, space. Cat tummy, cat, cat, cat tummy, cat, cat, cat tummy. Yeah, I like to lick my feet. Okay. Just, I think I need more coffee. I think I need less coffee. No, I need more coffee. Because what have we got here? It's Botgirl Questy. Now, Botgirl did with Whiskey Monday or Whiskey Day or just Whiskey. Oh, it did a thing, single frame stories dot WordPress.com? The link's out there somewhere. And it's a Second Life thing, so all you non-Second Life... Although you can, if you want to do a snapshot in real life and pose dolls and all that, you can. Anyone can do it, even if you make it out of food. You know, that bent object site? Really cool stuff. That could be a single-frame story. but you arrange the stuff, and it tells the story in one frame. You know, kind of like, oh, I don't know, where do we tell stories? So here's Batgirl's story, and I guess I need to get my snapshot ready for week two, which is Illumination. So, if you could, anyone could consider me illuminated.
Myth and religion served God for thousands of years, until that smart-ass Roger Bacon doomed the world with the experimental process. The Bible was right. God created the universe, but with smoke and mirrors. It only worked because people believed. God had to constantly scramble to come up with a plausible explanation every time some nosy scientist peered a little deeper into the universe. Atoms, neutrons, Higgs bosons, all were improvisations to avert oblivion. Unfortunately, humans eventually woke up to the nothingness hiding under the cosmic shell game. And there was darkness again on the face of the deep.
Thank you, Batgirl. Hold on, let me just check. That's good. Okay, get that one to Drabblecast, too. It needs to go to Drabblecast. That's a good one. Get it over there. Folks, this is not the end-all of all podcasts. We are not the pinnacle. We are not even the height of podcast fiction here. Although, your stories are good. Me, I'm the fumbler. I don't market. I don't spam enough. I don't kiss ass. I don't grovel. And I don't play well with others. Okay, I play well with you until I say something stupid and then you go off on a huff. But still, there are other podcasts out there that you can send this stuff to as well. Drabblecast, Escape Pod, Podcastle, Pseudopod. No, I'm not lighting a cigarette. I'm lighting more incense. That's what I do. It makes this place smell pretty and smoky. You want to smell that? Want to smell that? Sniff, 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 sniff. Don't lick it. Whatever you do, don't lick it, stupid. He likes it. He likes the smell of it. Yeah. Now he's staring at it. It's amazing. A lower life form. So amused by this. I'm lower life form than the cat. And missed his way over there, sitting in the plastic bags. Speaking of lower life forms. Whew, right. More stories? Sure. Okay. We got one from Cliff Lowe, a.k.a. Uncle Monster. Because nothing says love like Uncle Monster. Typing it out and saving and copying the text. Oh, man, this is hard work.
The realtor told me there were stories of ghosts. I said there was nothing to it. Ghosts. Please. The first night, I heard a noise in the attic. I thought maybe it was a squirrel or a raccoon, so I checked it out. Nothing. The next night, I heard something crash in the living room. When I looked, again, there was nothing. Every night, a different room. Kitchen, nothing. My office, nothing. Basement, nothing. I heard something shatter in the bathroom, but when I got in there, there was no sign of broken glass. I looked in the mirror. Nothing.
Ooh, clumsy vampire story. Cool. Thank you, Uncle Monster, a.k.a. known as Cliff, a.k.a. known as. What the? That's like saying ATM machine, a.k.a. known as. Oh my God, I'm throwing extra words. I blame you, cat. You're a good boy. Yes, you are. Yeah, pet you on the head. What? What is it? And play with your tail. Hey. Everyone's like, man, why can't that cat just get the hell out? No. He's my buddy. Yeah, I call you my buddy. There we go. Yeah, it just takes time. Speaking of taking time, let's take a little time to listen to Anima Zabaleta as she sends in her story. She sends them in twice because we worry whether the story gets in the recording. That's okay. If that's what it takes, then we will be strong. And we, you know, it's okay. I should be checking these anyway during the week, but you've heard it all before. So here's Anima and her story.
Hello, it's Anima. This story is Sweet Nothings. Babe, roll over. You're snoring. Get those frozen feet off me. How is it your toes are colder than Siberia in winter? You're hogging all the blankets again. I need more room. I'm teetering on the edge of the bed. Remax has less real estate than you. Honey, can you turn the light out? It's 2 a.m. No, really. I have to work in a few hours. In the hamper. Hang it up. Were you born in a barn? Not there. I have a secret. Come closer. Did I tell you how special you are? Did I mention I love you today?
Thank you, Anima. You can take all the space on the bed you want, little boy. Yes, you can. You're not like Edlo was, big old piggy butt. You know, I'm going to shove you out of bed.
I just wrap myself in a blanket and get real, real tiny. And then when the snoring begins, well, I just treat it like a train. Right. You got more stories? Okay. Red God has sent one in. I'm sure now if I do this one, I'm sure that in 20 minutes Bonchans is going to send in a recording. But then if I don't, Bonchans won't. I'm going to go ahead and just read it. Everyone knows that it's Sunday morning, but what time Sunday morning? All depends on when I wake up and I want to get this done. And ooh, I got a folder. Save this stuff. There. Breakthrough Picasso exhibition added to MFAAH schedule. Ooh, that looks fun. Okay, hold on. Save that stuff. Yeah, I'm getting my work done. Well, that, and I got to fill in that. And go to deadswitch.com. Yeah, I know, that's creepy. Dead Switch. You know, if you die, we will send these emails out for you. And if we screw up, or if there's a thing, people will think you're dead. That's creepy. But this is not creepy. It's Red Goddess's story. The American people deserve a candidate with experience, the news anchor declares. With coffee brewing and toast in one hand, Lola listens to the morning news as she dresses for her 16-hour shift. She mutes the TV, unable to digest more than 30 seconds of packaged promises. She watches the news in small doses, the same way she would like to eat fatty foods, but who can afford it? These career politicians have finessed the art of promising nothing while expecting voters to give absolute commitment. Lola is part of the new working poor. She has become immune to charismatic political puppets.
Ooh, can we get puppets?
Ooh, that would be kind of fun if a puppet were to actually run for office. That would be kind of cool. Charismatic one, too. Actually, I think I did a story long ago about a sock running for office. I don't think I've done one about a puppet, but a sock puppet, yeah. I think I've done that. I've done everything, man. I'm out of ideas. I think it's time to end the podcast and just make it the weekly challenge from now on. Make it a daily challenge. Ooh, yeah. That'll really put you people on your toes. No. Or a rolling weekly challenge where, you know, okay, the topic today is this 1 week. Topic today is this 1 week. No, just maybe that's asking too much. It is asking too much, so I won't. I'll just thank too much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Red Goddess. Oh, thank you. And thank you. I want to thank you to Lola, too. I just can't forget her.
You know, what? What are you doing? You okay? You are such a weird cat.
See, I take more pictures of him, but since he's solid black, you know, the flash goes off and then he's all shiny. It's hard to see him.
Yeah?
Okay. Can't take movies of him indoors unless I have light going, and if I have light going, then he stares up at the light going, ooh, there's light. Just... Right. Next, cats, we are going to get solid white. That way you can use food coloring on them. Oh, next up is Norval Joe. He's got his story here. He's plugging the price of friendship. So, what is the price of friendship? I've asked that before, haven't I? I don't know. Maybe. Does it... I don't have anything funny to say. I'll just play the story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of the Masters of Macabre. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 329 with the prompt of nothing. Speaking of the Masters of Macabre, if you go to their most recent podcast at horroraddicts.net, you'll find out who won the Masters of Macabre. And for those of you who voted for me, I'd like to thank you. And those of you who listen to the podcast and don't want to be surprised, put your fingers in your ears, because I won. That's right, me, Philip Norval Joe Carroll, Master of Macabre. Well, in honor of that, here's my story for prompt number 329. Cliff Evans had always been proud of his 1957 Chevy Bel Air. All original, the numbers matched, and the radio always played. But not tonight. He scanned through the stations and got nothing. Not even from across the border. The engine rattled to a stop on an empty stretch of Highway 101. He tried the ignition. Nothing. No spark. His girlfriend in the back seat was silent. Usually a constant chatterbox, but tonight, nothing. He got out of the car under a moonless sky. He pulled the corpse from the back seat and rolled it into an empty ditch. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
You got a wiener dog? I got nothing.
You know, sometimes if you have a wiener dog, you still have nothing. I know this. Oh, thank you, Norval Joe. And congratulations on that Master of the Macabre thing. And, oh, there was this catalog that had dachshund-shaped ice cubes. I need to send you the link to that if... No, I'm not going to. Just search for it. I mean, you can Google anything these days. I mean, here, let's do it right now. Google.com. Oh, it already came up on Google. That's my homepage. Duh. All right, so let's do dachshund ice tray. Dachshund ice tray. Boom. Right there. Images for dachshund ice tray. And you can get it at Sky Mall, which... Oh, you can't use that because you're not flying. But if you're flying, you can use SkyMall. You know, I don't like the idea of using SkyMall on the ground. I think at some fundamental thing we'll all just fly into space. It's kind of scary. So thank you, Norval Joe. And let's move on to Danny Dwyer. He's got one in. He's here. That's right. He is literally here. He's all around us. And he's got his... Man, starting to bubble up here. I should help get it back down with more coffee. Mm. There you go. That hits the spot. Danny Dwyer's story coming right up.
Here we are with Weekly Challenge 329. Nothing. Can you create something from nothing? Can I die and have my brain resurrected? Once upon a time, my brain, it was something. I mastered the English language, and I could create with it whatever I wanted. Then I died. My entire body rejected itself. Every cell in my body experienced a catastrophic moment and collapsed within itself. Once I was something, and in an instant I became nothing. Then I was resurrected. My brain was scanned into a very powerful quantum computer. Now I live my life in cyberspace. Something. Yet at the same time, I live in nothing.
I live in cyberspace. The mail delivery is unreliable. There's garbage piling up. And the neighbors are crazy. But that's okay, I'm sane. Me. Oh, thank you, Danny. And the kitty cats are nice. I'm going to pet you a little more. Yeah, you know who's coming up next? You know who's coming up next? That's right. Planet Z. Why do you look at me with your eyes closed? What, do you have radar or something? Bruin keeps his eyes closed most of the time. You know, he's a little goopy. You know, he cries a lot, too. Yeah. Pedro told me. Well, one more story for the week. You know who it's by. I just want to apologize in advance in case you get all, you know, crazy over this stuff. What? Oh, now you're cleaning your back feet. You get all your clauses out. Yeah. Okay. Planet Z, everyone.
I never had any imaginary friends. Instead, I had an imaginary rock. It just sat there and did nothing. When other kids would talk to their imaginary friends, I'd pick up my imaginary rock and bash in their imaginary heads and kill those jerks. How the other kids got all bloodied up, I have no idea, because my rock was imaginary, and you can't get hurt by an imaginary rock. Still, I got taken out of that school and sent to a special school with bars and cameras and lots of pills I have to take and no imaginary rocks.
And there you have it, a bunch of really good stories about nothing, and a few good lessons, too. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. Until next week, where the topic will be Sparkle! This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.